From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, we're off to a summer camp for kids whose parents are serving in Iraq.
First, a report on veterans wounded in war and trying to recover back home. President Bush heard today from a commission investigating failures in the government's care for them. Here's Mr. Bush.
I asked these two distinguished citizens to lead an extensive search and about how best for this government to respond. We owe a wounded soldier the very best care and the very best benefits and the very easiest to understand system. And so they took a very interesting approach, and that they took the perspective from the patient.
The president was referring there to the co-chairs of this commission he appointed months ago after news reports about outpatients at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center that's in Washington, D.C. These reports, first in the Washington Post, were shocking. Shoddy treatment, bureaucratic delays, arrogance and disregard toward those trying to recover from their war injuries. Joining us from the White House is NPR's David Greene. David, first, tell us how this report was delivered today.
Well, Alex, the two chairs of the commission came to the Oval Office to brief the president, Bob Dole, as you said, and Donna Shalala, who was President Clinton's Secretary of Health and Human Services. They spent just a few minutes at the White House talking to Mr. Bush about what they found, and then they left the White House, and they're spending much of today taking a final vote on their report with their full commission, and the specific findings are going to be made public as this day goes on. And you know, this is an issue that that the White House and White House staff and people who work here and even the reporters who cover the White House are reminded of every day, that the Department of Veterans Affairs is just a block or two from the White House, and each day you walk by a quote on the wall of the building from Abraham Lincoln to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. So it's an issue that presidents going way back have been dealing with.
We heard a little from the president just now, pretty general, his statements. Did he have much more to say than that?
What you heard was actually almost the entirety of what he said. It was very little, and the White House was really downplaying the president's involvement in the report. Mr. Bush did say that he liked the approach that Dole and Shalala took, putting themselves in the perspective of a wounded soldier coming home to see some of the ways that you can really become frustrated. And actually, when the president spoke in the Oval Office, one of the reporters who went in to hear him was Bob Woodruff. You might remember he's the ABC News correspondent who was severely injured by a roadside bomb in Iraq. And he's still recovering. He's back to work. And the president recognized him and said he hopes veterans are able to get the kind of care that Woodruff got. And Woodruff shouted a question to the president asking if the government is moving quickly enough to help veterans. And Mr. Bush jokingly said, just because I recognized you, Bob, doesn't mean I'm going to answer your questions here.
So what does the report tell us? And if the commissioners are still voting on aspects of it, are they really done? Are they ready to tell people what they've concluded?
They're finishing up a lot. I think we'll have to pour through the full report later today. But Shalala and Dole have talked about some of the problems that they were trying to address. There are two agencies, the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs, that deal with veterans who are coming home. And, as you know, a Washington bureaucracy, one can be enough to cause a lot of entanglements. When you're dealing with two, there are a lot of problems. And that's something they're trying to sort out, how these two agencies can get records to the right place, can share medical records. So when soldiers come home, they don't have to be just mired in confusion and all the bureaucracy. Can be really tough, they said, on soldiers who come back with different kinds of injuries that might require different sorts of paperwork. And so they're really going after red tape. And one of the things Dole and Shalala said was that in the past, when these blue ribbon panels and commissions have tried to address problems with veterans' treatment, they've just made the problem worse by adding new layers of bureaucracy. So they're trying not to do that this time.
It is surprising in the early wire reports that I've seen of this commission conclusion, the Department of Veterans Affairs would certify someone for a certain kind of treatment, and then you'd need to get another certification from the Pentagon. And the problem was that the VA and the Department of Defense couldn't talk to each other. It seems just amazing.
It seems shocking. And a lot of voters, when all of the stories about Walter Reed came out, just seem stunned. And so they're going to take a shot at it. But whether the president and the administration can actually address some of these problems after we get the report, we don't know yet.
There's a lot going on already on Capitol Hill on this.
Hearings in the House today. Also, the Senate voted to make sure that veterans and get the disability pay they want. And there's a lawsuit against the Department of Veterans Affairs for not returning veterans the treatment they need. So really, Washington is really absorbed in this today in many ways.
NPR's David Greene at the White House. David, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.